Maseches Tvulyom Paragimel Mishnah Dalid. Isa, dough, shenidme'a o shenischamtza b'seor shel truma. So dough which is chulin, which becomes mixed together with or became leavened together with the dough of truma. So there's dough of chulin that is mixed together with the dough of truma, which the halacha is that in terms of treating it as truma, generally we are machmir to say that truma doesn't become batel in chulin unless the truma is outnumbered 100-1 in the chulin. However, with respect to a tful yom, as we'll see in this Mishnah, at least one opinion is that we can be more makil. So if you have dough of chulin that became mixed or became leavened together with the dough of truma, eina nifselas b'tful yom. That if a tful yom were to touch that combination of dough, he would not render it invalid. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon poslim. However, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon would say, yes, he does invalidate that dough by touching it. Mishnah continues, Isa shehuchshara b'mashke. If you have dough that, generally speaking, the way that flour of truma would become made into dough is that it touches one of seven liquids and that makes it into dough. Water would certainly be considered one of those seven liquids that would make it into dough of truma. But in this case, the way the dough was made is that he took flour of truma and shehuchshara, and it became susceptible to tuma by mixing it together b'mashke, by mixing it together with a beverage, and then vinilusha, and then it was kneaded b'mei peros together with fruit juice. So now there's a combination of flour of truma and fruit juice. And the question is that considered just the halacha of dough of truma, or is it a combination of basically very small flour particles combined with fruit juice, and therefore is it considered one chibur, one combined mass, such that if a tvul yom were to touch the entire mass, were to touch one portion, the entire mass becomes pusel, or is only the portion where he touches going to become pusel? So the Mishnah says, v'naga behen tvul yom, if you have this kind of combination of dough and a tvul yom touches one portion of that, Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish bar tosa omer mishum Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda, a man of bar tosa, says in the name of Rabbi Yoshua that pusel es kula, that the tvul yom has invalidated the entire mass of dough. Rabbi Akiva Omer Mishmo, but Rabbi Akiva says in Rabbi Yoshua's name, Lo Pasal Ela Makom Magao, that he has only invalidated the place that he touched, and not the entire mass of dough. The next Mishnah Hey says, Yarak Shel Chulin, if you have a chulin vegetable, Shebishlo B'Shemen Shel Truma, which was cooked together with oil of truma, v'naga bo tful yom, and a tful yom touched this combination, Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish bar tosa omer mishum Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Elazar, the son of Yehuda, the man of bar tosa, says in the name of Rabbi Yoshua, pasal es kula, that the tful yom has invalidated the entire dish because they're all considered connected, the oil and the vegetables. Rabbi Akiva omer mishmo, Rabbi Akiva says in his name, and in Rabbi Yoshua's name, that lo pasal ela makom magao, he has only rendered pasal the place where he touched directly. It's not considered one dish. It's considered separate individual vegetables, and therefore he has only invalidated the place where he touched directly.